B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I have a lot of acquaintances and some good friends, but the person that reached out to me was a former good friend when I lived in California. Now, I would say we're just acquaintances. He's married with two kids, and you know, me being married and living in Charlotte, different times.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like I can't text him at 9 o'clock at night because it's, you know, six there, so it's just hard. But he texted me. When did he text me? On last Friday. It was like weird. I was on my way home and he texted me and he goes, "Hey, do you have time to talk?" And I was like, "Oh God, man, what happened?" I was in his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he says, "You have time for a quick phone call?" So I said, "Yeah, I'm on my way home. Give me a call." So he called me and he's like, "Hey, dude, I don't know who else to talk to, but I feel like you might have, you know, a good word of advice." So I'm pumped up. I'm like, "Great, this guy thinks I'm going to give him good advice." You know, he said, he's been married now since 2007. He's got two kids. And he said back when he was in college in like 2001 and 2002, he had a girlfriend. And that girlfriend notified him a month ago that he has a 9-year-old daughter.
No.
Yep.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, that's I didn't have that reaction because one of the things that I do if you come to me with an issue is I don't want to overreact that way because I want to be your rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, oh, yeah, dude. No.
Happens all the time.
By the way, I like that he called you. Like, I don't know who else to talk to. Assuming that you had an illegitimate child out there, like, what? Why did he pick you?
Because I also have a 9-year-old.
No, somewhere out there.
No, you know why? To be honest with you, Lauren, you want to hear something funny? The rest of his friends are like burnouts, okay? They're all like,
You're the best person he can call?
I'm dead serious,
Jesus.
Dude.
Let's help this dude out.
He called the only person he knew that had a mortgage, you know?
When we were at his bachelor party, we counted it up. Like, three of the guys had done jail time for, like, small misdemeanor stuff. You know, marijuana, speeding, parking tickets. But they were all delinquents like that. Yeah. You know, all of his high school friends. So I said, "Listen, dude." I go, "Oh, okay. You can work through this." I go, "First of all, that's a blessing. You know, you have a daughter. You already have a son and daughter. Now you have another daughter." And he goes, "Yeah, well," and his I don't want to say his wife's name, but he goes, "You know, my wife, tell that to my wife. What do I do?"
Yeah, because here's the issue. The issue is not that you have a 9-year-old daughter out there. Like, that's almost kind of cool. Like, you didn't know about it until this point. Now you can be in her life. You can, you know, help out, whatever. The issue is breaking that news to your wife, who also had no idea that you had another child before she came along.
So if people want to call in, and of course you can here on the MRL show, it's always a two-way conversation with you guys at 704-570-9595. People will call us and they'll be like, "I told my wife, I told my husband, and you know what? It's awesome." Like,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A child is a child, and it's not that 9-year-old's fault. You know what I mean? Like, the 9-year-old is not the one that should be shunned.
Yeah.
Of course not.
But let's be honest. How does he tell his wife? That's what we need to know. Like, how...
He hasn't told her yet.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, Loren, I told you. He came to me with information, and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
What do I do with it? I said, "Let me bring it up on the radio, and I'll come back to you." And honestly, that's what I'm looking for. You two are no help. Look at you.
No. I'm still trying to figure out the timeline. How about that? Like, did he cheat?
No, he got married in 2006.
Okay.
And that child must have already been three around that time.
I don't even know how I would process that information. If Dallas came to me and said to me, like, "Hey, I have a child, you know, from before I met you, and I didn't know about them," I don't know how I would handle that.
Your first thought, though, is let's not blame the child.
Of course not. No, yeah. Of course not.
Second thought is at least I don't have to change the diaper.
Right.
Past that part.
And then to find out that not, I mean, it's a good thing that she's nine, but I don't know, man. I have no idea how I would process that. My initial knee-jerk reaction probably would not be good. But once I calm down, I think I, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. could work through it.
Yeah.
But my knee-jerk reaction might be to throw something at him.
Oh, and how do you explain that to your other kids? Ooh.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
He had a long-term relationship with this woman in college.
Yeah.
And I didn't get into all the details of, like,
why did she tell him?
Why didn't... Yeah. Yes. I do know it was a messy breakup. I'd never met the woman, but I do know that he told us, you know, it was a messy breakup, and he was super happy to find his new, now wife.
Let me ask you a question. Is he considering keeping this a secret from his wife and just paying for the child?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. That was a discussion. Yep. I had about a 20-minute conversation with him on all the options. The other thing is, by the way, she lives in Southern California. He lives in Northern California.
Well, California's big. They'll never run into each other.
Well, no, they'll never run into each other. But still, you know, he's like, what do I do? Do I fly her up here for the summers? Does she even want to meet me? That's the thing. This woman, his ex, mm-hmm. the baby mama, reached out to him and said that she was asking, the nine-year-old was asking, where's my dad? Because she remarried, but told the nine-year-old that that's not her real father. So now she's starting to question and wants to make contact with him.
Oh, so the little girl does. So then you have to.
You have to what?
You have to meet her. Like, you have to be in her life now. If she wants to meet you and she knows about you.
I totally agree, but how does he break the news to his wife?
Good luck.
Okay. Let me call him real quick. Let me text him.
I would like to be there when it goes down.
Let me text him. His name is Matt.
Do it in a public place.
Hey, Matt, Loren says good luck. It can't be that bad, right, Keith and Hickory?
It can't be that bad.
No.
Yes, I went to a funeral. One of my best friends got killed in a mower accident. Well, she was at the funeral. Well, she decides to tell me at the funeral, I have a 13-year-old daughter.
Ooh.
Okay? And then I'm sitting there having to explain this to my girlfriend at the time, which we had a 2-year-old daughter at the time. She thought she gave me my first child. And I told her that, and she went ballistic.
Mm.
And the crazy thing about it is, she brings her over the next weekend, just drops her off like, hey, here's your kid.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's a lot to, I mean, that would really test a relationship, I think.
And it took us, we split up for a couple months, and then we finally worked it back out. Been together for 16 years since.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wow.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I know. It's not easy. It's easy to be the parent, and it's easy to love someone when you find out that you're their parent, and it's not easy to tell your family when you didn't know you had the child.
Yeah.
All right, this is Kayla in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
So I think that he should have just jumped the gun and first tell his wife. What I really think he should do is actually verify, like, make sure it's factual, like, do a test, a DNA test, and then tell his wife, because what if it isn't his, and then, you know.
You are so smart. That's exactly what he should do, quite honestly. Because what if it ends up to not be his child?
Right.
And then he just started a fight in his, relationship or his marriage over nothing.
He didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't even discuss that. I didn't even say, what if it's not yours? Because I think he's pretty convinced it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still do it, though.
He knows
it's
possible, but... Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kayla. But does he tell his wife that he's doing that, or does he do all that behind the scenes and then tell his wife when he gets the results?
What she just said is he should do it behind the scenes and then tell his wife, because there's no sense of starting a fight if it's not really his.
All right, let's talk with Anonymous. What do you think?
Hey, I still think he should do a DNA test, and after it's negative, still tell his wife, because women are evil. and she'll probably figure out where he lives and call her anyway. Number two, if it is his, I think he should tell his wife. Coming from experience, my mother had a marriage that she had to dissolve because I was born on May 6th, and I had a sister, half-sister, who was born May 10th. So...
of the same year?
Yes.
Wow.
So, and then my mom moved away, and I have a stepfather who passed a year and a half ago, who became my daddy. And she should be lucky, your friend, Manny, your friend's wife, that it didn't happen during.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So I really think if she loves him, she should be able to deal with it, that it didn't happen, and feel very honored as a wife that it happened during their relationship.
Yeah.
Sure. No, and I agree with that. It's just the initial shock of hearing that somebody has another child is, I mean, that's like a knee-jerk thing, man. I don't know how people react to that.
We can't get to everyone, but there's so many people on hold. I want to thank you guys so much for calling and helping me out here. It is definitely one thing that everybody is saying here on hold is that honesty is the best policy, and you should tell the wife right away that this is going on in your life.
Mm. Well, maybe she can help with it.
I mean, what's going to happen? Either you're going to find out that you have a daughter and your kids have a half sister, and that is what it is. You know what I mean? It's not like you cheated. And then, you know, what's she going to do, Loren? She lives in Southern California, so it's not like they're going to ask her to move up there.
I mean, the wife could help you fake the DNA results. If worse comes to worse.
That's a good one. Let me tell them that.
Come on.
I like someone send a text message that goes, I like that Manny was the one friend that he could turn to in this. And then he turns to us.
That's what I said.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for calling. I'll keep you updated because I will talk to him again, and I'll give him a little piece of advice that honesty is the best policy, and definitely get the DNA test. He doesn't have to go on Maury to get that, though, does he?
No.
Yeah,
no.
He can just do that behind the scenes.
Yeah. Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.